episode. This is My Worst Date. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina.
And this is for the month of January
2021, the first My Worst Date episode of the year. Hello.
That's right. Starting year three, ladies.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Time flies.
It's not even possible.
You know, 2020, like, only a half counts, though, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It really kept me sane, though.
Me, too. Oh, my gosh. We were talking before we recorded. We took a break last week for the holidays just to have the week off because we were ahead in our recording. And it sounded like a good idea at the time. But in the midst of it, I was like, oh my God, I need to talk to Cassie and Christina. I didn't realize it was going to be so hard to go a week without recording because it's like all I have in my life.
Same.
I was so bored that I signed up for college. So
yes, you did.
I love it.
I was like, my brain is actually melting away inside of my noggin. Mm-hmm. I have literally nothing on my list of accomplishments for the year except for watching all of Netflix. So
yeah. Yeah. No, same. It's actually, I love it. I think that's a great idea. Because, you know, we're still in the midst of lockdown. It will give you something to like excel at and learn and I'm jealous.
I am too, actually. Like, school. I like learning things.
That's kind of where my head's at right now. I'm like, I literally do feel like I'm just like, I actually think I'm getting dumber by the minute. And so I was like, I really don't have, like, because job hunting for me has been absolutely impossible. I've been doing it, but it's just there's not jobs in my industry, in my field. So I was sick of just my brain wasting away to nothingness. And I'm like, I need to do something with my life and at least have something on my resume besides just dead air and a pandemic. So I was like, I've been all over the place. Like, what do I want to do? I was thinking about going to gemological school, like becoming a gemologist, because I was like, that'd be fun, you know? And be interesting in like a different career field that I could fall back on. And then I was just like, you know, art restoration, things like that, that I was like, just things I'm interested in. And I was like, just kind of looking at different courses online that you can date, which is actually really cool because there are a lot of like little courses. In fact, I'm doing one right now on Allison that's the psychology of buyers, like buying psychology. So it's like, it's good to have like these little certifications and stuff to build, you know, build up your resume. But then I was like, if I'm going to go back to college for something, I'm going to go back to college for something I'm interested in. So I'm looking at art history.
That's awesome.
So here we go. Well, just my whole point in sharing that was is that you don't have to sign up for an actual college. You can there's so many courses, Coursera, Allison. There's so many online courses that give you certifications that you can do for next to nothing or free. So, I mean, it's definitely worth it. For me, it was almost like an exploration, Christina, like what you were saying, like I never really thought about what do I want to do because I liked what I did. So it wasn't like I necessarily was ever looking to change my career. But now it just feels so daunting to even find anything in my career because it's just such a black hole right now. I know it's, you know, sucks to say. And I never thought it would be that kind of industry where you would ever have something that affected it. But I mean, it's unprecedented times.
And, yeah, none of us saw this coming, and we definitely didn't see it coming for as long as it's gone on. Oh, I mean, God, I think we were all in the same boat when it first happened, where we were like, all right, so we'll take a hit for wait it out and weather the storm. And unfortunately, it's just gone on and on and on. And it will be interesting to see what industries like the beauty industry, what happens. After this,
I do think it's going to be a boom.
I think so too.
I think hospitality, travel, beauty, it's going to be a huge boom late in the year.
I know that I want to get a facial and get my hair done. I know for sure.
I want all of the things. Yeah. Yeah. Same.
I want to travel. Oh.
I want to do anything that's not travel. In my house. That's what I want. Okay. Like, I get excited to leave my house for any reason whatsoever. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if you guys decided to go for a walk today, just walk just past us.
Wave from the window. Yeah, no, I mean, literally, like, I don't leave my house for days on end now, which is mm-hmm. such a weird, I know people are so sick of this. They're like, please don't bring this into 2021. But it is such a weird, like, mm-hmm. new normal situation where, like, I remember the days when I didn't leave the house were like a privilege. You know what I mean? When you would like have a lazy mm-hmm. Sunday where you're like, I didn't even change out of my pajamas and I sat on the couch all day long. And you're like, that was like a privilege because we were going, so busy going out all the time, yeah. you know, but now
it's like the reverse.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like the reverse.
Now we're bragging if we put jeans on. We're like,
which I'm not doing. Like, today is the first day I went through my like workout kick, and then the end of the year, November, December, mm-mm. wrote them completely off. I did nothing. I wore nothing but sweatpants. Like, and so this morning was the first morning. It is January 2nd, real time. This morning was the first morning that I tried to work out again. Wow. Let me tell you, I struggled. I struggled real hard. Like, I have to work to get that endurance back. Right now, I don't feel comfortable in anything except for loose-fitting joggers. Like, that's where we're at.
Yep. Same.
Oh
yeah, I get winded to walk to the grocery store, and I actually do have to like put on pants and make an effort now that like we one time saw Eric's ex at the grocery store. So that's not even a refuge of a place I can look like shit. Cause I'm like, what if I run into this bitch? I gotta be like looking my finest, you know? So I'm like the only one in a pandemic with like a smoky eye at Whole Foods. It's
fun. No, but for real though, like honestly, I put makeup on to do the most mundane things just because I need a reason. Like if I have a doctor's appointment, that doctor is getting full glam, like full glam, because I spent New Year's Eve without a shred of glitter anywhere in sight, like looking like
that
hell.
A real bummer. Yeah.
So dude, if I leave the house, you better believe like I'm serving something, okay? Something.
Do you know what I did for New Year's Eve this year? And I want to hear what you guys did too. I've watched season one of Ink Master.
Oh God, that's a throwback.
Wait, that's what you did on New Year's?
Yep, that is what I did on New Year's.
Okay. All right.
So there you go.
We watched
the Buckeye game.
There you
go.
Go
Bucks. We won.
We watched Death to 2020 on Netflix.
Oh, that is hilarious. That is so
hilarious.
Funny.
I was worried at first. I was like, are we making the right call on New Year's Eve to watch this thing? You know, I was like, is it going to be too hard? But no, it was. I recommend
it. What's her face that was in How I Met Your
Mother?
Oh my
God, she's
that chick.
Hilarious.
She is the funniest part of that. I was literally tears running down my as the like crazy housewife.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. I definitely recommend it. It was actually the perfect way to end 2020 for me. Like it is not at all anywhere near my ideal New Year's Eve plans. But for 2020, I'm like, this feels appropriate. It feels like an appropriate way to close out this year.
Remember when we got bad prom dresses and went to prom for New Year's?
Yeah, and it was fantastic. It was great. My feet hurt so badly for the next 3 days. All I want is for my feet to hurt from going out in impractical shoes and dancing all night again. That's all I want.
Yep. Yep. Same. Oh, I miss dancing so much.
These really cute shoes. Can't wait to show them to people.
Same. That's that Amazon. You're like, what are we gonna would you rather?
Okay.
The first of the new year.
Okay. Would you rather be too naive or too cynical?
too cynical, and that is the real or the real deal. That's
I
don't know. I feel like if you're too naive, that's how you become a Dateline special. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's right.
Yes,
that's how you become dead.
Look, I don't want to become somebody who is super, super, super cynical, because that's no fun to be around, and it's no way to live if you like are just completely cynical about everything all the time. However, that little bit of cynicism keeps you safer than than naivete, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There, of course, there's a balance to everything, but if I had to lean one way, I'm going to lean a little cynical.
Yeah, same. I think that survival of the fittest and the naive, you get eaten. You won't get eaten.
Well, the thing
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I mean, how many worst date stories have we read where we're like, honey?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, my cynicism, the cynicism that I do have... It comes from life experience. Like, the reason why I'm cynical is because I've learned, right? Like, I feel like I'm not naive anymore because I've experienced life, learned lessons, and taken those lessons with me forward. You know, and if that makes me a little cynical, then, like, that's just the reality of...
Yeah, naive feels like wisdom. I think when you're younger, you are blessed with a naivete that allows you to enjoy things in a different way. But you're right, with age and with wisdom, with growth, you have no choice but to have a little, at least a little bit of cynicism. Otherwise, you're not growing, you know?
Yeah. And this is not the same, but I listened to Invisibilia. I don't know if I ever talked about this on this podcast, but I used to listen to the podcast Invisibilia. Very good podcast. Don't know why I stopped listening to it. But they have a really interesting episode about this woman who doesn't feel fear. Like, she doesn't have the capacity to feel fear, whatever that is that, like, turns your brain on, that makes you afraid. She doesn't have that. So she's been, like, studied. They couldn't reveal her identity on the podcast because she's so susceptible to bad things happening to her because, like she's been held at gunpoint, at knife point. Like, she's had all these terrible things happen to her because you feel fear as a defense mechanism to keep you safe. And like, if you don't feel it, then you just don't, like, you put yourself in situations that are more dangerous. So, but at the same time, you're not scared. So
she's just like, la-dee-da.
Whatever. She's not scared of dying or anything like that. But that's kind of how I feel about this as well. It's like, it's there for a reason. It's there to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. Being a little bit cynical or a little bit wary of situations or people or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Well, who wants to start off with stories?
I can kick us off.
Okay.
Cool.
This is from Reddit. This made me think of you, Christina.
Uh-oh.
Got set up with this girl who was a couple years older than me in my mid-20s. We go out for dinner, followed by a comedy club, where it's an improv night.
Oh no.
Dinner is okay. Conversation isn't great. Felt like no spark. But anyway, we wrap up dinner and head to the comedy club. The comedy was funny, and we were having a couple drinks and a good time. The comedians on stage are doing a war skit. Suddenly, a spotlight shines on me, and one of the comedians begins demanding that I get on stage or the whole platoon is going to die. I go up there and my date is mortified. Eventually, one thing leads to another and I'm shirtless, crawling through hula hoops, yelling orders at the comedians and putting war paint all over my body in front of an audience of 200 people.
Feels
like LA. When I was finished up there to rapturous applause, the place gave me free drinks and it was great. She barely looked at me for the rest of the night and kept asking me if I planned that. I never saw her again. When you fail, make sure it's spectacular.
Wow. I kind of like that guy. I mean, I would, you know, my biggest fear is just bad improv. That yeah. just makes me like so uncomfortable. It makes it because it's secondhand embarrassment. It just gets to be too much and I want to crawl out of my skin. But I mean, if I went on a date and the guy got pulled up on stage and he was like game with it and having fun with it, I think that that would actually be kind of like a turn
on. Right. I think it would be. I think that it would be fun for me as well. It's not like they wanted you to go on stage and he like forced you to go or something like that. It's like he went, he had a good time. You're getting free drinks out of it. It makes for a funny story.
I can see where she's her cynicism is, though, is like, okay, but did you plan that? You ended up with your shirt off and like makeup on your chest. Like, this sounds like you're actually part of the troupe.
Are those actually your best friends?
Yeah. Are you a secret magician?
Oh, God, my
You know
nightmare.
What? I feel like we haven't had enough magician stories. If you have a magician bad date story, please share it.
The best.
We had a good puppet one. That was
I was just going to bring that up. The puppet in the trunk. Oh, my Lord.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. I've got one. Also from Reddit. Went on a date with a coworker to a dive bar for pool. It was fun until she offered me a Jello shot. About 15 minutes later, I realized that the Jello portion of the shot was not only alcohol, but also a sativa edible.
No. Oh. Why do people keep doing this to people? Stop drugging people against their consent.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
Or without their consent, I should have said.
Yeah. Turns out she used to be a bartender at the place and thought she was hooking us up with the shot. I thought, whatever, she's just trying to loosen me up or have a good time, but I kept getting higher and higher. Eventually, I couldn't feel the lower half of my body and almost pissed myself. This is while I'm basically having a panic attack as well.
Same.
Like, listen,
that would be me too.
Like, I fucking hate getting super, super high. And it's one thing to like know that you're going to get high
and prep
like,
yourself for
be okay with it.
Yeah. And also the combination of, like, for me,
alcohol,
that sounds like the worst idea. Like, why is there an alcoholic Jello shot that has weed in it? Like, I'm not trying to combine.
No. Yeah, that's terrible. I smoked a ton in college, but this was the highest I've been by magnitudes. Finally got sober enough to walk and then sat in my car for 4 hours until I was good enough to drive.
How much weed was in there?
Wow.
Like,
I've done that before when I was doing like little CBD edibles, like for anxiety. I was like, oh, okay, I'm like getting used to it. So I went to the weed place and I was like, I can handle like a higher dosage, whatever. So I bought higher dosage ones and I was like, oh, I'm so anxious. And I pop one in my mouth before I realized, before reading the box, that you're only supposed to have a quarter of one is one dose. So I put the whole fucking thing in my mouth and then proceeded to literally meet God for like the next 4 hours on my couch.
No.
It was like the worst.
Why I am scared of drugs because I'm constantly afraid that I'm going to be high for way longer than I want to be.
I want it to be over when I want it to be over.
Yeah. And so I think that's why I lean towards drinking, because I'm like, this is a beast I understand. I know how to like pace myself. That is like a nightmare for me. I don't like that at all.
Yeah. No. Surprise high, and especially that high. Like, you don't know, you can't do that with people too without a conversation, because you don't know what people's tolerance is. Like, I know mine's really low.
Me too.
You know?
Me too.
Like,
awful.
Incredibly low. All right. So I got a shorty for you guys. I don't know if this counts, but we went to a movie, and when we were searching for seats, I ran into a wall near the first row in front of everyone.
What?
It was daytime and I couldn't see shit inside the theater as the lights were already off. That is some shit I would do, which is why I find
Have you ever done that? I did that one time. It is one of those things that lives with me forever, because I was at my, it was a family member's house. And this is my Black family, and they are loud and they will make fun of you for no reason. You know, it's just culturally something we do. And I was outside playing out back, and like all of, and I was a kid, and all of my grown up family members were sitting in the living room, and the sliding door was shut and it was glass. Oh. And I, with so much confidence, walked straight into it. Like, I just, like it was open, just walked full steam ahead.
Yep.
Everybody inside lost their shit. Like, I'm this little kid, like, nobody checked to make sure I was okay. They were just like, ha.
I have the best story about walking into a window. So we went to, this is like years and years ago. I was a kid. I remember, like, I was probably under the age of eight. And my dad has a serious temper that he doesn't reserve just for our family. So it's embarrassing enough sometimes when he gets like really pissed off, like he wants to share that piss offedness with the world. And we were at Deer Creek Lodge and we were trying to get Deer Creek. Yeah. We were getting, I don't even remember what set him off, but he was pissed and he was like telling people off. And then we were storming out of there. And so I'm like walking along with them, embarrassed already, with my mom, who's also embarrassed. And I flat out walk dead into the fucking glass.
Jesus Christ.
No. And just fucking smack my face so hard. It was like one of those moments that was so fucking like shitty and embarrassing, and like also broke the mood and the tension of what was going on. So it was like, I think that's probably when I found humor to deal with shit.
Yeah, there you go. You're like, oh, this diffuses the situation real fast.
I'm gonna walk into more glass doors. Perfect.
Okay, this one is also from Reddit. This one, okay, I'm just gonna read it. All right. Went out with a guy a couple of times, realized he was maybe a little too emotional slash obsessed with me. I told him I just wanted to be friends and wasn't interested in anything more. Then all hell broke loose. I received multiple... I don't know why this makes me laugh so hard. I received multiple full-blown crying Snapchats saying,
"Oh no,
you're the kind of girl people write songs about." Then more crying Snapchats asking if he's... if he sent a picture of his penis by accident. I can only guess that was somehow to make me jealous. I mean, you know who you're sending it to. Lots of wish you were here's. Just not the kind of shit to make me change my mind. He barely even knew me. The kicker, he was 25 years old.
Oh, no.
Just the idea.
Girl, I'll tell you, I've had guys in their 40s behave that way. So age.
The idea of it being Snapchat is what makes me laugh, because you are crying and you're like, I'm going to open this app. I'm going to take a picture of my crying face and caption it and send it to a person.
Like, send it to you.
That is the kind of cringy behavior that this guy will probably wake up, you know, a year from now thinking about.
I hope so.
You hope that they do. I hope that they don't continue that. Yeah.
Oof. Ugh.
Okay.
I hate that.
Mine's super short. This is terrible. I don't know why I find it so funny. A classmate asked me if I would take her to dinner a few years ago. And of course I agreed. The day shows up. We meet at the restaurant. I try to start a conversation, but nothing was triggering anything. All she was doing was playing on her phone. She ordered two separate entrees. And when the food arrived, she opened her purse, pulled out Tupperware, and deposited all the food in there and then walked away.
No, wait, what?
You know what? You know what? I gotta respect the scam. I gotta respect the hustle, because this woman... Oh. I mean, it's terrible. It's shitty. Never ever do that to anyone.
Tupperware.
It is so fucked up. But the being that bold,
oh, the audacity
is something that I can't even begin to relate to. Like the confidence it takes.
I could
balls
never.
On Brenda.
Yeah. Oh my god! Fucking Tupperware. Didn't even ask them to box it up. She's like,
I got
this. And didn't even feign interest in her date. like at all. Like she just got there. She's on her phone. I'm here for the food. Bye. Deuces. Have a nice day. Oh, no.
All right. Well, I have another short shorty from Reddit. I love these like little snippets.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He took me to a car wash.
Is that it?
Not even. Wait. Not even an automatic one. That would have been cool. I got out of the car in my fancy date outfit and watched him hand wash it for 3 minutes. And it only got worse from there. But that's all she shares.
Dude,
I am crying.
It makes me laugh anytime dates take people to go run errands. Because we've had that a few times where I'm like, why did you even plan a date today? Like,
yeah, what is the point?
Wash. Like, why? Okay.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Can you imagine being all dressed up for a date and you pull it?
I would be furious. Although maybe not right now, because I'm just like, I'll get dressed up to go anywhere, like I said. So at this moment, I'd be like, you know what? It's fine. At least I'm not in my living room.
Outside.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that as one of the, you know, approved activities. I'm going to go tell Eric. Maybe that's what we'll do this afternoon for something fun. Yeah.
Well, you guys fancy.
Get dressed up and go wash the car.
Yeah. Go through the automatic, though. Then you guys can make
out. Ooh. And you get a light show. Ooh. That's very fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to repot my plants today. That's the plan. Ooh. It's very fun and exciting.
Yeah. We just ordered planters for our like outside patio to like redo in the spring and everything. And we've got a whole bunch of different seeds and stuff. So, yeah, I think the next month or so is going to be in cleaning up and getting the backyard ready for spring.
Can you believe we're headed back into spring?
No.
Wow.
What the fuck, dude? You guys, I think that I'm going to spend the afternoon shopping for school supplies.
Ooh.
Aww.
Jealous
so many mechanical pencils.
Lisa, Frank, folders.
Wait, do I want to try? I really think I want to.
Hell yeah, you do.
Totally do.
Dude, I mean, it's online school. Who's going to laugh at me?
I looked at one of those like fancy new planners that you can buy because they have all those like high tech planners.
Oh, yeah.
And so now I get like nothing but Facebook ads for
oh my God.
Those things. And now you guys will too.
Yes. Because
we're talking about it. Uh-huh. Dude. I'm like, I have nothing to do, but I want these planners.
You see, I feel like I'm gonna jinx the year. I looked at planners, and then I was like, no, Keegan, if 2020 taught you anything, it's that you can't plan a goddamn thing. So I'm too scared that I'm gonna jinx the year by buying a planner and then not using it. Like, how many 2020 planners just went straight into the trash? You know? Like,
just trash. Look, I can't get my head out of the idea. I want to get online right now and look up a Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper.
Oh, do it.
Yeah.
Oh, buy one for sure.
Do it. It needs to have unicorns on it, dolphins.
Tigers were always mine. I always liked the tiger ones.
Pandas.
I was the unicorn one for sure.
Yeah, I definitely had the unicorns, but I pandas too.
I loved them.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. If we do fuck, marry, kill, we should do those.
Panda, unicorn, tiger.
favorite Lisa Frank.
Well, favorite school supplies. Because those weren't my favorite school supplies, but that is
Trapper Keeper in 2001, I want to say, because I was like, yeah, it was like 2001 or 2002. It was really popular to have school supplies and also t-shirts and things that had Velcro on them, and then they came with little letters so you could customize your own like stuff.
Oh.
And it was like the thing. Like, there were shirts, there were like, and I had a Trapper Keeper that was that. It was like a Trapper Keeper that had Velcro on it, and it came with letters, and you could change the message on it, you know.
All I wanted was a fucking JanSport backpack. Specific JanSport, because that was the popular backpack to have growing up. We could not afford JanSport backpacks, so I always had like a generic one. Same. And I still think about that.
Mm-hmm. You should get yourself a JanSport. You should get yourself a JanSport backpack because you're an adult now and you can do what you want and spend your money. You can spend your stimulus check however you want, Christina.
I know. And I also never got a trapper keeper. We would always get like three ring binders.
Oh, right. I definitely had a trapper keeper. I definitely did. The other thing that was big during JanSport time were the brown shoes with the yellow ties. You know what I'm talking about? You would twist the ends and you would twist like the ends, those curly cues. They were Eastlands. That's what the shoes were called. But that's what everybody wore.
Yeah, yeah.
Christina's like, not me. JanSport backpacks New Balance last forever, though. Weren't those the ones with the leather on the bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Memories.
And they were like green or red.
Yep.
I just remember.
PTSD. Yeah. Well, hey, if you've got a JanSport backpack or some stories... or just anything, want to reach out and say hi, go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com. And happy new year. We love you so much.
Cheers.